Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to my show. This is Rebecca J. Steiger. I'm your talk show host, and I do channeling through the angels. I work through the angelic realm, who I am with all the time, or who's with me, and I see angels, and I am what they call a seer that does channeling. You know, and I was thinking about this earlier before I went on the show. I have been on the air for 9 years. And I see so many new shows coming up on Blog Talk. And I think, you know, that's inspiring that these people are coming in and doing things that fulfill them and fulfill the need for others. You know, sometimes we need to stir things up and not be so stale and not be so repetitive in what we are talking about, and I try to keep things moving along. And I always welcome people's comments. You can go into my website and leave a comment, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com. You can also go into my email, rebecca@rebeccaspathways.com, and let me know what you choose for me to talk about, what you want to hear about. And, of course, I also do private channeling, which is area code 607-862-6435. Go into my website, go into my angel readings, and it will tell you everything that I do, or almost everything that I do, and my charges are in there also. Thank you. My switchboard is really lighting up, and, of course, my call-in number is 718-664-9735. Please be patient and hold on for a few minutes. I will be with you all in the order that you called here in just a few minutes. I do want to talk this evening. Oh, I also want to mention my book. My latest book is And the Angels Speak, which can be purchased online or through my website. I'm pretty well everywhere. Join my Facebook page. Follow me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, wherever you might want to look. Also, I want to tell everyone that on the 22nd of June, I will be back on the air with Dr. Stephen Harefield on his show. And Stephen and I will be channeling during that show also. So that's always a lot of fun for me because our answers are always alike but put to you in such different ways that it's fun. It's a fun show. And I always look forward to working with Stephen. And again, that is on Insight Radio Network on Wednesday, 6:30 Pacific time. And I will be there. But tonight, or today, we're going to talk about meditation. And you know, to me, meditation is the purest form of prayer. And my metaphysical moment is when we pray, we are talking to God. When we meditate, we open the door for God to talk to us as an individual, to give us the messages that we need to receive. And the reason why I'm talking about this again is because I have so many people that have said, I have problems meditating. And to put your mind and your body in the same place at the same time and to clear both is very, very hard for people to do. So I have absolutely free on my website, rebeccaspathways.com, a free download. It's a meditation that's, it's not long. It's about 12 to 14 minutes. And it's actually called Connecting to Your Angels and Pathways. So this will take you, it's a very balancing and healing meditation, and it helps you get in the habit of that stillness, putting your mind and your body in the same place at the same time. And by clearing the mind, we create a beautiful and a wonderful experience. You know, we relax, going deeper inside ourselves, and we discover a channel to our own souls. Not only do we release stress and toxins and negative energy, we're replacing these things with love through the heart that fills us with joy and wonderment. And everybody says, well, how does it fill you with joy and wonderment? Because sometimes I don't get anything. If you get nothing else, you remember that when you set and you put your mind and body and you free that space, it's the most beautiful healing light. And that's when you experience the true peace, the true connection, the opening to ourselves and our spiritual presence. You know, then we have a totally new experience and a totally new way of looking at meditation and what meditation represents. And I don't really care how someone meditates. If you choose to chant, if you choose to ring bells, if you choose to take a walk, because I do a walking meditation a lot, I connect with Mother Nature every day. And that is my form of my church, of my presence with one, with my presence with the Supreme Being, Spirit, God, Mother, Father, Child, whatever you choose to call it. That is my time, and I do that a lot, even though I also meditate, as some would call meditation. So there's different ways to meditate. It's total focus. The total focus, the freeing of the mind, the freeing of the body, and the freeing of the spirit in order to let the messages that you are asking for in your life come through to you, okay? You know, because when you meditate, you have no fear and you have no anger. You get a feeling of self-love and completeness. And that's through spirit. You know at that moment that you're never alone. And, of course, the angels are always surrounding you when you meditate, and they're telling me, they're tapping me on the shoulder going, wait a minute, let them know that we're always there also. But, you know, we are part of spirit, and spirit is in each and every one of us. So when we meditate and we do that healing light energy, and once you feel that light surrounding you and going through your chakras and down your crown chakra and in through the body and out through your fingertips, you can feel that healing effect. And that alone is a spiritual event. You know, we then learn that no matter what we have done, it's good or bad, it's led us to that point, to this point. It's led us to acceptance of ourselves. It's led us to acceptance of changes. Might be changes that you've made, might be changes you're going through, might be changes that you need to make. You know, the choice is ours at that moment. What we choose at that moment to accept into our life, to release from our lives, you know, whenever I say release negative, breathe in positive and release negative, you know, you are releasing something. You are letting go of something at that instant. And sometimes people say, well, I try to meditate, and I've meditated, and I don't receive anything. Well, you know, sometimes it takes a while to really learn to meditate. And if you start with 5 minutes a day, that's okay. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes four times a day. You know, that 5 minutes might just be the release you need. And a lot of people tell me, I try to do this, and I go to sleep. Well, apparently, what you needed was rest. So try it again. But if you try this every day, you will learn to clear the spaces in your mind, and this, the presence of spirit will become clearer to you. And through meditation, you can speak directly and clearly to spirit. You know, the answers we need to maintain our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being come to us. So spirit gives us the knowledge, power, and freedom to ask any question at any given moment, and also gives us the freedom to receive the information. And I think that this is what people need to understand. We receive the information we need, and then the gift becomes a reality. This can be done. And this is why I encourage everyone so many times. I'm always saying, ask your angels. Let your angels lead you. Let your angels guide you. And that's exactly why. Because the angels also are with us all the time. And everyone has angels. I don't care if you feel like you've been good, bad, if you believe or you don't believe. Angels are with us all the time. They want us to ask for their help. And right now I'm going to take the first caller. And if anyone in the chat room, and thank you in the chat room for being here with me, you know, feel free to ask a question. Also, my guest call-in number is 718-664-9735. And let me take this first caller.
Hi, Rebecca.
Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with, and where
Rose,
are you calling from?
Jersey.
Hi, Rose. Pardon me?
Hi. My question is, I'm single, and I want to know, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Ooh. Well, I saw this, and then they said, oh, she may be a rose, but she's had a lot of thorns in her life. So you're leery of getting involved, not dating particularly, but you're leery of getting involved because of past pain.
Mm-hmm.
So there are men, and I do get men that would love to meet you and date you, but you kind of put up this shield, this protection, and you need to work on that. And maybe that's why this show is very important to you, is through meditation you could do that. Am I correct there?
I just haven't met anybody that I like, honestly.
Well, but you have to get to know them before you make that decision.
Excuse me?
You understand what we're saying? Because most of the time you don't give them a chance.
No, because I don't like them. I go to singles events, and I haven't met anyone that I really like. So I'm going to continue going, and hopefully I'll meet someone soon. I'm not too afraid. It's just I haven't seen anyone I like.
Well, don't prejudge, okay? And give them time to finish their sentence, and that's what I get. So, and I do see someone coming along, but to be perfectly honest, I don't see that until the fall of the year.
Okay.
So I would say somewhere around October is when you will really find someone that you connect with.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you so much for calling, and please continue to listen, okay?
Okay.
Many blessings, my dear. All right, and now we're going to go to the next line. And this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 856? And where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
How are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
I would like to know if you see me settling in with the job where I'm currently at, or do you see me moving on to another position?
I see you moving. Are you moving to a new home?
Well, I have plans to buy a house. I do want to do
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay,
so
that's whenever
that.
You said moving, they went, they're showing me this house. Well, I don't think that the, I mean, I'm getting that the job that you're in is not real fulfilling at this time, and that you, but before you leave this job, you need to wait, okay?
Right.
And the reason why you need to wait is because you have a tendency to move too quick, and this job is, you're about to get an advancement in this job if you just stay where you are for a while.
Okay, so when you say advancement, are you talking they're going to hire me permanently, or is it going to be like an extension maybe on the contract?
Well, I just see a raise in money. So I am thinking, if the angels are giving me this correctly, that this would become a permanent thing. Permanent job
okay.
where you would have steady income and more income, because once you go into this as a full-time job, then you will, of course, increase your income. They will increase your income, give you a raise, and that's what I'm seeing.
Well, so, Rebecca, here's the thing, though, about this position where I'm currently at. My manager moved on to another position. And
the manager you have now is hateful.
What are they saying? Because the thing is, I'm not so sure the team that I'm working with now would be the team that I would end up managing. And I don't know if they would accept me in that role, because I'm actually a contractor with them right
but
now.
But you have
so
a lot
sure.
of respect from them, so yes, they would.
Oh, they really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's interesting.
You watched
did
that coin flip.
You, did they show you the house, though? You said they're showing you a house.
Well, yes, they are. I normally only take one question, and I do see this, and this is, this is close to the water. And actually, you have a lawn, but it's not up a high hill, but it's like it's up a hill, but it's not a high hill. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a slope, I guess I might want to say, to the yard, to where the house sets up above the street level.
Okay. All
okay?
right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling, and please continue to listen, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Many blessings, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. And this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 856, please?
Actually, this is area code 917. Did you push the wrong button by mistake?
Oh, okay.
Wrong button by mistake. So let me put you back on hold. Okay, well, sometimes that happens. We're not really with it here. We're kind of out there. Of course, I'm channeling. That's why it would be. Okay, caller from 856 area code.
Rebecca, you just
Hello?
Talked to me. I think you want the other woman.
Well, I keep... Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to try this one more time. Let's try this. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 678, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Regina. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, how can I help you, my dear?
Yes, I received some information about trying to expand my creative work into maybe calling the owner of like property management, but like for the big buildings and I can just send my services for a few hours of the day, maybe at least 2 days out of the week. And I just want to see, would that be a good thing for me to, like, to get a clientele? Or would it work?
Well, it will definitely work, and that's what they tell me. It will definitely work. You're a healer?
Yes.
Okay.
What I do freelance makeup. art.
Okay.
Art.
That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I do see that there's a demand for it. I see that it would be well-respected and well-received. So it takes a little bit of time. Make sure that you have your plan totally in place when you approach them as far as resume experience, et cetera. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because
and then that will help you greatly. But I see that this will expand you, and this is the expansion you've been looking for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't, because it was like I didn't think about it at first, you know, like how can I increase my clientele. And then when I went to this event that for, I think it was like a massage therapist and a shoe shiner, and it was me. And it was actually the shoe shiner who told me about this is how you can expand your business. Just make some calls and just see what you can bring to the service for a few hours out of the day. And eventually it might be a little slow, but eventually it'll catch on because the women will see your face. And that's what he was telling me. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even think about that. And then he would tell me other things, too. So that's why I was...
So he was your angel that you met on the street.
Yeah, because who would thought a shoe shine to a makeup artist? This is what you
well,
do.
I expect it from anywhere, from anyone. And that was, you know, when they cannot contact you another way, that's the way they're going to contact you, my dear. So good for you. So he was very
know,
open
right?
and sincere. Pardon me?
Yeah. I said, I know, because I, like you said, I just wasn't even thinking of that, just trying to get bring some more money in. So I said, okay, let me see what this is about. And I was going to make some calls this week anyway and see if I can get at least one building. If I can get one building, I'm good. And then everything
well, you're
else
also
going,
it's also going to elevate you. And when it elevates you, it means it opens the door for opportunities.
Oh, wow. Love it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
And thank you for calling. Please continue to listen and many blessings, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We have been talking about meditation. My guest calling number is 718-664-9735. I also have some questions in the chat room, which I am going to answer quickly here. And one is, I would like to ask the angels if I'm going to set up a spiritual event in a beautiful castle in Toronto, Canada. And they say, thank you so very much. And my dear, you're going to set up an event in a castle-like, but it's very drafty. I don't see it really as beautiful, not restored. It's very old. But I do see you doing that, and I do see that it's kind of a, and I think this is kind of funny because I see that it's been a spiritual center before, but kind of a seance kind of spiritual things have gone on there. So you might need to stir that energy up and change it just a little bit to do the healing work that you are going to do instead of letting someone else take over this event for you. So keep that in mind when you go into this event. And, you know, when I'm telling you this, let me tell everyone, you know, there's a lot of different energies out there. We meet lots of different energies. I've met different energies today on this show. And when we do that, we kind of have to sort through them to find our space to put our energy in and do what we need to do that we feel benefits us or benefits the people that we are working for. And by doing that, then you create a more positive energy. And also, I have a question that says, and I had answered a couple questions before I actually got on the air, but they said, can the angels tell me when the best time to make the move? And you know, as soon as you started talking to me about this, Jules, I got August. So you're going to make that move. And August is the best time because right now Mercury's in retrograde. Don't do anything until the 1st of July as far as moving goes because it'll all go backwards if you're not careful. And so put it forward, and I see by August 1st through the 10th will be the best time for you to make that move to find that new home. I also have couple more questions, if I can find them. Okay. Again, I am Rebecca J. Steiger. I do channeling through the angels. I'm an angelic channeler, and I'm a natural-born channeler. I've not made attended anything or taken any classes. And if we free our minds and in through meditation and life experiences, you know, we learn that we have so many gifts that we can fulfill, that things run so much smoother with our gifts than they ever did before, and that life is a learning lesson that brings us to this point to open us like a beautiful rose so that we can step out and help others in a loving and positive way. And I did that so many years ago, and I've always been an angelic channeler. I've always seen angels and didn't realize that I could even tell anyone about this because I grew up in a very strict home. You don't see angels. Angels don't come around, okay? Well, they do, and they always have. So I love what I do, and through a horrendous experience in my life, I then connected with my angelic realm, who said, okay, enough is enough. We're going to put this out. We're going to take it, and we're going to do something with it. Each and every one of my books, and I've written 3 books, I've got 2 more waiting for me to get finished. If I'd ever sit down at my computer and just get them in and stop long enough to do this, all of my books have been channeled to me through the angels. My books are here to help you, okay? Here to help others. Not me. I didn't write them for myself. I wrote them for others so that they can find their spiritual path and divine mission, so that they can help themselves through this life journey to create a more awareness in their life, more positive living in their life. You know, the angels are wonderful, wonderful things to have in our lives. And whether it be Job, who's with me now, because someone in the audience is connected to Job, that is not me. So he is here, you know. They're always around us, and he's trying to let one of you know, whoever's out there that is connected to Job, that he is here to help you. Please use him. Please talk to him. And don't faint when you see him. Now, I think that's hysterical because that's what he's saying. Don't faint when you see him. So he is in my realm of reality right now, and we all have our own realms of reality. So what one sees, another may not. What one experiences, that experience is for you. That's a personal thing. Your angels are a personal thing. Even though so many of us see angels, even though so many of us connect to angels, even if you don't see them, and I know that most people do not see them, use them. Call them in. Ask them questions. If you lose your car keys, have the angels, dadgummit, find them. Okay. And meditate. And, you know, all I have to say is have a beautiful week. I look forward to next week. I look forward to my journey in life each and every day, and I thank the angels for it. So the angels will say to you tonight, have a beautiful week. And angel hugs, good night, and I will talk with you next week.